Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horek and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys, a MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands.
So welcome to the Marketing Technology Podcast, Paul Johnson.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
We're delighted to have you here, Paul. So, Paul, you're with LogMeIn. Can you explain to our listeners what you do at LogMeIn and why you are so happy at working for LogMeIn?
Yeah, of course. I am the Director of Marketing Technology and Operations here at LogMeIn. I roll up under the Marketing Operations org. We have a semi-large marketing operations organization, and my team is one of them. And my team focuses on the evaluation, the onboarding, and the renewals, as well as getting buy-in of all marketing technology across the organization.
So when we're speaking about LogMeIn, which brands are fall under LogMeIn? You have multiple brands there, right?
Yeah. So LogMeIn owns a handful of technologies. Some of them would fall into the marketing technology or category, including GoToMeeting and GoToWebinar. And then we also have tools like LastPass, GoToMyPC, Rescue Assist, and a handful of others that are all technology based.
Okay. So Director of Marketing Technology, that's a relatively new job description, I would guess.
Quite a cool one.
Kind of cool one. So I think a lot of listeners would like to be a Director of Marketing Technology. What brought you here? What did you do before in your career?
Yeah, good question. So I've been in marketing operations for years, and I came to LogMeIn through a company called Jive Communications. Jive was acquired by LogMeIn 2.5 years ago. I was part of that acquisition. I came on to Jive. I was at Jive for over 2 years prior to the acquisition and started their marketing operations department. Jive was a fairly interesting company in the sense that it was 10 years old. They almost had zero marketing technology. They had emailed zero people before I got there. They had done zero email marketing, very little marketing in general. And so when I got there, 8 years into their journey, they were starting, they were really ramping up in their marketing efforts. Prior to that, they had focused a lot on sales and product. And then they finally felt like they had a product that they wanted to, shout from the rooftops to the world. And so, I started their marketing operations department. It was really, there was a lot of low hanging fruit when I got there. The second I got there, we signed a contract with Marketo. We got that up and running as fast as possible. And we saw unbelievable open rates and click rates in our emails. And, not that that's the only important metric, obviously, but it was telling immediately that people wanted to hear from, wanted to hear from Jive. They had a lot of, a lot of low hanging fruit. They had customers that really wanted to hear from them. There was tons of engagement in all customer marketing efforts. And then also they really focused hard on bottom of the funnel leads. And all of those people were excited to hear from us. So it was a cool adventure to start their Marketo instance, onboard a handful of other tools into the MarTech stack, and get things like marketing analytics off the ground. I had a couple of web developers on my team. I own the marketing budget, and then that led to the acquisition. 2.5 years later, or a little over 2 years later, to LogMeIn, and through that acquisition, I almost immediately joined had already developed a marketing technology team, and I joined that team. And then as of 6 months ago, I'm now the leader of that team.
Wow. So that's actually a nice intro to my next question, Paul, because when they already had a marketing technology team, they must have a lot of tools. So can you explain a little on the MarTech stack over at LogMeIn?
Yeah, I've spent time in this role, it's been so enlightening. You know, LogMeIn's a fairly large organization with, you know, around 4,000 employees. I can't imagine an organization this large or any larger without a dedicated marketing technology team. We have about 65 tools in our stack, and that ranges from, you know, tools as large as a marketing automation platform that handles millions and millions of records, down to something small like an SEO tool that we're spending $50 a month on, something like that. So 65 tools in the stack. And you know, as I mentioned, without the dedicated resource to handle this technology, there would be redundancies across the board, all over the place. And the technology would not be well utilized.
Okay. So when you have over 60 tools and you have like a wide spread of all kinds of different tools, could you mention some tools that stand out for you that really make the difference?
Yeah, you bet. we have a large number of tools that are very impactful. I'll mention just a handful off the cusp as I go down the list, but Marketo is really the main driver and the core of our stack. We have one of the largest Marketo instances in the world. We're a very large customer of theirs, partially because some of our products like LastPass are almost B2C focused, and we're getting, you know, thousands of records each day that flow into the platform. Other tools that are important to us, I'll just name a handful of them. Demand base, Anaplan, Good Data, Influitive, Mixed Panel and Intercom are another couple.
So Intercom, Intercom you're using as a chatbot or for other purposes?
Intercom we're using as it's a third party tool we're using for in-app messaging.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I interrupted you. You were not ready yet with your extensive list. So go ahead.
top six.
No, you're great. We also use, in addition to demand base, we use Terminus. We use one that's. Well, I guess I'll save this answer. I think we have a question later on about a couple of unknown tools that we use.
Yep.
And then, you know, all of our sites are built on Sitecore. And so that's another tool that we use. And then and TrustArc for cookie management. So those are just a handful of ones that I'll mention.
Okay.
Paul, and you got a lot of tools, 65. Is it a challenge to get the information connected? Because
yes.
What we've noticed is that it's great to have tools, but if you don't integrate them, then it's very difficult to have a very good overview of what your data is and what it represents.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it is. It is hard. And that's another reason to have a dedicated marketing technology team. Is the integrations are incredibly vital and so powerful. And without them, you really lose, I don't know, 50% of what you could get from a specific tool or whatever that percentage may be, but it's a lot. So part of our job is focused on those integrations and how we can help each tool improve other tools' performance. Right now we're in the process of onboarding a customer data platform. Blueconic is the vendor that we chose. And this is one of the main use cases here was really to combine a lot of these tools efforts and nice. To be able to see a comprehensive, a comprehensive layer of the customer and the prospect in one platform.
So actually I think Blueconic has its roots in the Netherlands, actually, I think. Because they're based out of Boston for the US, but
yeah.
They're like co-owned by a company in the Netherlands. So it's always nice to hear that the Netherlands are still playing a little role internationally.
Yeah, we really, you know, in this onboarding process, we're in love with Blueconic, and we're excited for what they're going to do for us.
Nice. Paul, integrations are difficult and it's a lot of hard work, but if you get improvement in your results, then all the hard work is worthwhile. Is that what you've noticed, that when you got Blueconic and you've integrated the parts that could be integrated, could you see an uplift in results and insights getting from that data?
Absolutely. You know, I'll speak to Marketo as we're really early in the journey with Blueconic, but in Marketo, every integration we add there that's meaningful, it adds an incredible amount of value. And we have, you know, our automation teams do an excellent job of utilizing the data from those integrations in things like nurtures and blasts and events and so on in segmentation and so on. So we, yes, each integration in Marketo is incredibly vital.
So I would say, you already mentioned it, you are one of the most important or biggest Marketo customers worldwide. First of all, I'd like to know what might have been before your time, but do you know anything about the selection procedure? So one of your competitors, for example, or former competitors, Bomgar, it's now Beyond Trust, I think. They're one of the founding, let's say, customers of Eloqua, of Oracle, and you guys have Marketo. So how did you end up selecting Marketo? Do you know anything
great question.
About that?
It was somewhat of a natural selection, as we, you know, Logmein is really a company of acquisitions, and we, you know, at a certain time we had four or five automation platforms that we were running out of because of all these acquisitions. And one of those was a large one of those was Marketo. And, you know, there were other things that went into the decision, but the value that we saw out of Marketo, out of the one of the automation platforms that we were running out of, led us to believe that it was the right, you know, the right choice for Logmein. So, you know, that went into a very large project of consolidating all automation platforms onto one very large Marketo instance. And it was a lot of work. It took a lot of time, but it was very worth it.
Okay. So now that you are one of the biggest customers, can you share some best practices? And Mark is dying to ask a question here. So let me. Yep. Mark is hinting me.
Yeah. No, I can imagine if I'm listening to this podcast and Logmein, okay, Logmein. But why is Logmein the biggest customer for Marketo? What is it all because of LastPass or some? I'm really curious to know what happened that you've become the biggest. Was that because you've got a lot of data and a lot of customers, or is it that you've actually involved more and more processes within Marketo, and that's the way you became the biggest? I'm just curious to know which route.
That's a really good question. It's a combination of both. So we have products that many of our products are trial based. And then, as I mentioned before, LastPass is somewhat consumer focused. And so a combination of those, and when you look at a product like GoToMeeting, which can also be somewhat consumer based, with especially in times of COVID, where we saw a ginormous, you know, spike in purchase and in trials of our product GoToMeeting as Zoom did. With those factors combined, we're seeing thousands and thousands of trials come in for our products each day. And all of those trials are flowing through Marketo into Salesforce. And then on top of that, we have decided to really have our data flow through Marketo into Salesforce. And what I mean by that is many companies that I've seen will have Marketo be one of the data sources that flow into Salesforce. And at Logmein, almost every single marketing generated source is flows through Marketo. Many companies will have, you know, certain lead vendors or certain demand gen efforts directly integrate into Salesforce and then flow back into Marketo, or maybe not. But almost every single lead or record flows through Marketo into Salesforce. And so a combination of those is really what gets us to that number.
So Paul, actually you're using Marketo as like a hub.
Every other MarTech
tool delivers all their data to Marketo that processes it, and then that combines that with Salesforce so that you have actually two big players there.
And Blueconic now, of course.
Blueconic. I think that Blueconic is going to be really where you store all the data, because you've got a huge amount. So you were just mentioning, and we're still, well, you're in America, we're in the Netherlands, and COVID-wise, it looks like two different worlds at this moment. But could you say that if you didn't have Marketo and the way that you had these processes, would you have been able to cope with such an unpredicted surge?
Absolutely not. You know, it's something that I've screamed from the rooftops internally here at LogMeIn is, you know, as we saw these surges in March with, you know, demand gen for some of these remote products and really across the board at LogMeIn, because we're so cloud-based and technology-based, we would, you know, Marketo, we had done such a good job, and I'll brag about someone on my team, Michael Florin, who is based out of Germany and is our product owner for Marketo, has engineered our Marketo instance in a way that it can handle this surge, and it's done such a good job. Another brag for Marketo, it's done such a good job of handling this large surge in data.
Yeah, well, now, very often marketing automation seems very complex and is a lot of work and a lot of hassle and so, but when, when the dot hits the fan, it's that marketing automation, that marketing technology that stands firm and helps you through a crisis. So,
I think Marketo played a big role there. So I'm curious also to hear, because you of course, so the whole scenario with trials and drip campaigns after that, etc., is very well manageable at large scale within Marketo. So that's cool to hear that it even works at, let's say, millions and millions of records. What other add-ons or specific use cases do you have within Marketo? Do you use like personalized content or social, or you probably have them all, but are there some features or add-ons that you would like to elaborate a little on?
Yeah. I think, you know, another reason that our Marketo instance is so large is we operate, you know, many companies are larger or have more records than LogMeIn does in their marketing automation world, but they separate it into multiple instances. And there's a couple examples of that. LogMeIn, as I said, uses one Marketo instance. And we have, you know, going to the use cases that you're mentioning, we've got 15 or 16 scoring models in our Marketo instance. As each record comes in, we push each record through about 15 flow steps of an onboarding or an intake flow that normalizes, enriches, cleanses the data, and then identifies which product this particular interest at this time is interested in, and then, you know, routes it to that specific scoring model, and then onto Salesforce as necessary. So that's one of the reasons, but it's also something unique. This intake flow that we have, this order of operations, as we call it, inside of our Marketo instance is very unique, and it's incredibly helpful. I would advise anybody who has a Marketo instance to have an onboarding flow for each record that comes into Marketo, whether it's new or an old record that's coming in for a second, third, fourth, fifth time.
Yeah. Okay. So the you're using the whole segmentation there, the capabilities of lead scoring, which is pretty unique, right? Because a lot of marketing automation platforms just have one lead scoring model or sheet, and you're using over 10 sheets. Let's move a little away from Marketo, because Mark wants to ask one more question about Marketo. I'm always dying to speed ahead, but you know, Mark, go ahead.
No. I'm about to pass by. No, we always say with marketing automation, you want to use marketing automation because that will help you to send the right message to the right person at the right time. You've got it so optimized, so. Is that absolutely the case in your case? And do you get, and that's where the most curious question, do you get feedback from users, from people that receive your messages that they say, gosh, this is right on, you're really helping. The messages that you're sending me is relevant. They won't say it that way, but are you actually experiencing marketing automation, Valhalla?
we try really hard, you know, we try hard to make sure our automation platform where we have these millions upon millions of records, where we can identify who each person is, where they are in the cycle, and what type of message they should receive and when. And I think we do a pretty good job of it, you know, especially considering, the complexity of the account with so many different products, being marketed and, in many different ways. LogMeIn is set up into three different business units, and each of them have, in certain ways, you know, regarding automation, they have different strategies. And so navigating that in a platform creates complexity in its own. But I would say we do a good job. You know, we use going back to that order of operations, I just want to mention a couple tools because you were asking about some tools that integrate there. We use DemandBase and Clearbit and DiscoverOrg to cleanse and enrich these records. We use ReturnPath to identify if we should be emailing someone or not. And then in regards to your question about replies, we use a tool called SiftRock as an email reply management tool. And we do receive some good feedback there. In regards to our emails, we have our automation experts are monitoring those replies and receive good feedback.
I got one last question, and then you can go, Erna. Marketing out this whole process that you've had, that is not something that happened overnight, did it?
No, absolutely not.
This is purely for people who think with marketing automation, this is a
turn the ignition key in.
And 3 months later, we've got something similar. To get to those intake paths and so, how long did it take to create those?
Yeah, good question. So it took us an entire year to migrate automation platforms into the one large Marketo instance. And then after it was combined, we focused on that Jive migration, which had happened a year prior, and added that to the new LogMeIn Marketo instance. And so overall, it took well over a year to get us all into one platform, to where we were feeling. Yeah. So it took a long time.
Yeah. Well. It depends on what you think is long. It's all about perception, right? And managing expectations.
Yeah. But it's worthwhile. So.
And it's managing expectations. What we say to people when they start using Marketo, you know, the first year, the only thing you're going to get to is insights and data. You know, that's the main goal for year one, what we hear from most Marketo users. And after that, you're going to see results, run your campaigns, etc. You're going to see your ROI. But, you know, it is going to take you a year to, let's say, have everything in place the way you want it. And even then it needs a lot of attention, of course, but it's bringing you results. And speaking about those results, so we're in the marketing on the Marketing Technology Podcast, and listeners would probably also want to hear some of the tools you are using that are maybe less well known, some little secrets that secretive or secret, let's say, stuff that you would like to share, or some tips from inside that you, as a marketing technology expert, might want to share with the audience.
Who little player do you want to do a shout out for?
Yeah, I'll mention two people. One of them is, I'll go back to SiftRock. You know, this is an incredibly off the beaten path, but a lot of people who have automation platforms are not using an email reply management tool. And it makes a large difference. You know, SiftRock doesn't only monitor replies and allow you to see replies to all of your Marketo emails, but it also mines for additional contacts or the contact that you have on hand, and if the information changes, and it can create those records in Marketo. And so if someone replies and says, hey, I'm out of town, if you need me, you know, feel free to reach out to John Doe at, you know, who is my manager at blah, 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 blah.com. SiftRock can mine that contact and push it into Marketo and create a new record for you in Marketo, which is, you know, very valuable. Yeah, it's extremely valuable. So that's one tool, SiftRock. And then the other that I would mention is Vertify. We use a tool called Vertify to help us with custom objects in Marketo. And it's one last thing I wanted to bring up in regards to Marketo is our use of custom objects. We're heavily involved in custom objects in our Marketo instance, and we use them primarily for customer marketing. We have a custom object for each of our products in Marketo, and then we flow data through AWS into Marketo into these custom objects to populate things like, for you know, example would be our GoToMeeting custom object. We have when the person signed up for GoToMeeting, if it's a trial or if it's a paid user, when was their last meeting, how many total meetings have they had, and additional data. So we can really segment and personalize emails to these people based on their usage of the platform. And we have, you know, we have data like that for all products in our Marketo instance. And we use Vertify to help with some of these custom objects that we are bringing data in for.
Okay, so we're definitely going to put that in the show notes, Paul. So those two basically little insider tips that you shared with us. The final question that we have is about LogMeIn itself. So what would B2B marketers, what could they do with your product at the moment? Because they're absolutely useful. There's been a search for your product, but what is it that benefits them most in these Corona COVID times?
Yeah, I think LogMeIn has done, you know, it's become clear because we are so invested in our own products and the use of them, how impactful they have been during this quarantine time. And I speak particularly, especially of the early quarantine, but even now there is no pain and rush to get back to the office because we are so focused on these technologies that enable us to work hard from home and work seamlessly from home. GoToMeeting, you know, many people on this call or who are listening either have GoToMeeting or a product like it, like Zoom or one of the other tools, and they're game changers. I think all of us have probably said to someone in the last 3 months, I can't imagine going through this 15 years ago without video conferencing solutions or other technologies. So that's huge. And then, you know, from a marketing standpoint, you know, I'd advise everyone to check out GoToWebinar. It's a great webinar platform that coincidentally integrates with Marketo. You can bring registrants and attendees directly in from GoToWebinar into Marketo. And push them with the program status into Marketo. And it's a great tool. We use it. We use it for all our digital events.
And that's actually very relevant. We had a chat with it on the one of the former episodes. But what we also use GoToWebinar for is pushing actually the poll and chat result data from GoToWebinar into segments within Marketo. So
yes,
if you're polling within, so you're really using a webinar for lead qualification and personalizing content afterwards based on the answers people gave in chats or questions they asked in the chat. So that's a possibility which not a lot of people are using yet, but it's absolutely very useful.
Yes, yes. I couldn't agree more, and I'm biased, I know. But
So are we.
We love it.
Of course, no, but it's basically, to be honest, as we said it in the podcast about those webinars, you know, invest in a good webinar tool like GoToWebinar, because you know they make the difference. Polling within some webinar tools is not even possible, you know, that kind of stuff. But hey, Paul, I would like to thank you very much for being on the Marketing Technology Show. Probably we'll shout out to you and would like to have you back in probably a year or so. But for now, we're going to share all your data, the links that you mentioned in the show notes. We'll put in your LinkedIn profile so people might reach out to you to connect. But thank you very much for your time.
Yes, thank you very much for all the insights, Paul.
Thank you both. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or iTunes. Also, if you want to be a guest or know someone that should be a guest to our show, shoot me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you for listening.